All right, hey guys, I'm here with the band Go Radio. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Pretty good. You guys want to start by introducing yourself and saying what you do?
Yeah.
I'm Matt. I play bass.
I'm Jason. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Steve. I play drums.
I'm Alex. And I play guitar.
Nice. All right, well, I interviewed you guys back in November for Fearless Friends Tour. What have you been doing since then?
Touring.
Just all over the place?
Yeah, we just we got home and we spent like 8 days at home and went out with Chiodos and Amorosa. And then earlier this month, we started our first headlining tour. We're super pumped on it. District's Line Tour, it's been incredible. It's been a lot of fun.
Who else is on tour with you guys right now?
Right now it's us and Select Start, another Florida band, This Century, and Sparks the Rescue, which is another Fearless band.
Very cool. Well, we're glad to have you guys in Michigan. That's for sure.
Glad to be here.
We were actually just here. Between that Chiodos and the headliner, we also were up with Rocket to the Moon.
All right. Where were you guys at here in Michigan?
Where were we in Michigan?
Detroit. Eagle Theater.
Yeah. Eagle Theater. I've never even heard of that.
It's right next to the Crowfoot, I think.
Okay. Nice. Good memory.
I'm from Michigan. So.
Oh, you are? Where are you from in Michigan? Step up to the mic so we can hear you better.
I am from St. Joseph, Michigan, which is like an hour. And
I'm from Kalamazoo.
Oh, really?
So yeah, rock on. Yeah. That's so cool.
Western, so.
Oh, okay, right on. I went to Ferris State.
Nice. Cool.
We'll talk about that later. Okay, so you guys just released Lucky Street not that long ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what were some of your inspirations when you guys were writing Lucky Street?
Just everyday life for us. You know, like we decided going into this record that we thought that rock had kind of taken a turn to where people weren't being honest anymore. They weren't writing about things that actually mattered to them anymore so much as what they thought mattered to everybody else. So we were like, hey, let's write about things that actually matter to us. So, you know, we wrote about our friends. We wrote about life and death and just everything that touched us on a deeper level, you know. And I think it came out really good. It was – I'm really, really happy with it, and I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, I myself really like it, and I'm sure our listeners will too once we start promoting this stuff on our website and everything. But what kind of sound are you going for right now? You were a pop band little while back, and now
we're not really going for a sound. We're just saying, hey, let's write a song and see how it comes out. And you know, it's turning out to just be honest rock and roll, and I think that's all we could have hoped for.
Yeah, right on.
I think if any band tries to be specific in a genre, unless they come from that genre first and then just keep aiming to do the same thing. If they're just like, hey, we should start a band and try to sound like this, then they're kind of cheating themselves probably more than anything. But yeah, like you said, you know, going into it, it's just like, what would we want to listen to on a record, and what activates or stimulates us the most? And so that's what we went with. So
all right.
It comes out as kind of just rock and roll, I guess, like you said.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say that too. So you guys, like you said, you're on your tour, you're like year round, this year at least.
Yeah.
What is the craziest thing that's happened on tour? Can you guys think of one thing that sticks in your mind?
Oh.
Or you can each say something. Like,
ghosts,
I got time.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee. Yeah. Some
ghosts steal stuff from me every time we're in Milwaukee.
The rave.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
they've stolen pieces of equipment from me, like off of my guitar while I was holding it. They've opened my pedals. They stole a hat one time.
He's not even lying. It's at this venue called The Rave in Milwaukee, and it's apparently like an old Nazi boys camp. And there's
something crazy. Yeah.
It's a three-story venue. It's got like a venue downstairs and this middle room called the Eagles Den, and this upper like ballroom. It's
where they actually used to have boxing matches. Yeah. Did you see that? There's this massive, beautiful ballroom, like an old school with the ceiling and all.
Oh, yeah.
And they would have boxing matches in there.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, an old manager hung himself there. Jeffrey Dahmer used to operate out of the hotel right next door. Yeah. And actually, that's where he got caught. All this crazy
stuff. There's tunnels underneath it going, like, all throughout the venue and, like, expanding out underneath the city. It's crazy.
That's creepy. And every time you go there, something's happened where you've...
I'd say of the last four times I've been there, three crazy things have happened.
Boosh! That's enough.
That's
enough. I wouldn't go back.
No, it's so much fun.
Anything else stick in your mind that you guys from this year? This year, like specifically?
What about? We have this uncanny luck where when we're on a cold tour, our heat will go out. Mm-hmm. On the last tour, the last week, on the bus, our heat went out, and so it was 32 degrees. Mm. So we were sleeping in our coats and all that. On this tour, just a little bit ago, it was super hot, and our air conditioning went out.
Ooh.
Right out of the gate.
Well, okay.
That's pretty.
Talking about that, gross. When I met you guys in November, something was wrong with your bus, and it smelled like burnt rubber, and they were trying to do the interview by candlelight.
No, that's just what we smell like.
What?
We're just trying to set the mood.
We're working on a new frame.
Yeah, no, you're right. Our generator was dead.
That was scary. It smelled like burnt tires.
Yeah. Well, we got there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. You guys made it, and I guess that's all that matters.
Right.
So where are you guys going off to next? More touring? Like, what's going on in the future of Go Radio?
Right after this, we have a Warped Tour.
Nice.
For 3 weeks. Yeah, we got lucky this year. You know, we're on every single date. Super pumped about it. We got the cover of AP. That was really, really cool for the Warped Tour edition. And, yeah, it's been amazing. It's going to continue to just grow and tour.
Right on. What is one last thing you guys want to leave with our listeners?
We always like to... you know, given an opportunity, like he said, as things have progressed, we've been a band for 4 years now, and kind of we've fought for every inch and kind of just trudged through, and now are now starting to get on these platforms where more and more people get to hear us and see us. But, you know, it's one of those things where anyone who heard Go Radio and then told their friend about Go Radio or bought a Go Radio record when it was only online or something like that, like, that is why we are still 4 years later and not some massive rich band, but still being able to tour because of the people who have
still
been there
growing and still moving.
So, you know, always a thanks to the fan and an acknowledgement that without that I would have had to stop playing music by now. And this is what I love. So I appreciate that. That's for me and that's
everybody.
Right on. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Before the guys have to go, they're going to do a bit of an acoustic performance for us here in the studio. So here they are with their single Hold On off their newest album, Lucky Street.
And let's get to the point and not take our tongues out and not show off our scars and not leave here with doubts that things in life. Let's make sure we fought with all that we leave with and lessons we've sought. And we're sure we believe in them, promises kept. I'll turn and the secrets we'll keep to our graves. Get down on your knees when you will show the path ahead. In our youth, may they glow like a coal and keep passion inside us, reminding though young and in love we're all fools. But the time that we spend in arms and in longing can rewrite the pages our fathers left here from a passage of hope in an act of conviction to letters unsigned and unsent out of fear. About to end. Will you throw this all away or keep pace with the stride that stays even with mine and well? Wow. me will hold on. Cause you feel, cause you breathe, cause when hurting, we are worth it all.